You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for the Tiki and Tierney NFL Training Camp Two-A-Days as we visit all 32 NFL camps to preview the upcoming season.
Dallas Cowboys, 8-8, second in the NFC East. Pay him or don't pay him? That was the question all offseason for America's team and quarterback Dak Prescott. They chose not to pay Dak long-term. Regardless of contracts, new head coach Mike McCarthy is ready to work with his new QB.
Number one, you just look what he's done in his time in the league. I mean, I think he's been impressive. I've been impressed with him since the first time I saw him. Defenses get you to the championship. The quarterbacks win championships, and I definitely feel Dak is that quarterback.
Amari Cooper is signed long-term. Zeke Elliott is healthy, and the team added star wideout C.D. Lamb in the draft. Is this the year Jerry Jones and the Cowboys finally hoist the Lombardi Trophy for the first time since 95?
All right, well, this guest knows all about pressure, knows all about championships, plural. The all-time leading rusher, the great Emmitt Smith, back here on Tiki and Tierney. Emmitt, what's happening, buddy? How you doing today?
Oh, I'm good. I'm chilling. Chilling and, just trying to stay cool. Staying out of this Texas heat.
Yeah, no, it never eases up down there in Texas. And, Emmitt, you know we love having you on. You're the only player I ever stood up on the sideline when I was supposed to be sitting on the bench chilling, watching the opponent running back do his thing. And that was you. Much respect to you. Which leads us to the running back down in Dallas. You know, Zeke, he's so interesting to me because – He's got so much ability. He kind of took some missteps early in his career. It feels like that's stabilized. But how important is he to the ultimate success of this new unit here, this new coaching staff and a new feel? How important is that run game to what Dallas has done? Because you know back in the day, that's what it really was all about.
Right, right. Well, let me just say this. I think it's extremely important. I think some organizations want to move to a pass-happy offense, like the Patriots and others want to have their passing game reflect their running game. But when you have a talent like Zeke Elliott on the football field, and you couple that with the other wide receivers that are on the field as well, it creates multiple threats and gives you many opportunities to do so much. And I think balance is truly the key to anyone's success, whether it's on the field or off the field. I just think that balance is extremely important, and I think being able to run the football as the Dallas Cowboys have been able to do it in the past is paramount to the success of this entire ball club, because you could throw the ball all over the field and just rack up points, mm-hmm. but you're keeping your defense on the field longer than you really want to, and you need to give them a chance to rest as well. So running the rock eats up the clock. It takes away opportunities of the opposing team. It keeps your defense fresh. And most importantly, it gives you the balance where the quarterback or the offensive coordinator can open up his entire playbook.
Yeah, no, I think that's the biggest part of it, Emmitt. And then, I mean, I know Troy was really good, but Troy had you, and that made, in some ways, it opened the hole for him to become a Hall of Famer. Just like I think a lot of people hope Zeke does that for Dak Prescott. How can Zeke help Dak? Because Dak, I think, is the guy going forward. So confirm, is he the guy going forward? And two, how can Zeke help him?
Well, obviously, I do think Dak is the guy going forward. There's no question in my mind about it. I mean, I don't care who they brought in during the offseason. At the end of the day, Dak Prescott is in control of that offensive unit. He is in command of that offense, and he has earned the respect of the leader on the, for that offense as well as for the team. And the way he plays the game, it translates in there. And I think if you start meshing with Dak Prescott, trying to mess with him mentally, trying to mess with him from a financial standpoint, you're going to affect the whole chemistry of that entire team. And that's one of the things I see many coaches, many organizations, owners and all do all often, too often, and destroy just the chemistry of a ball club. I've seen it happen in Seattle, seen it happen in other places as well, and I don't think they need to do that with Dak Prescott. Now, as far as Ezekiel Elliott helping Dak Prescott, I mean, for me, the way I see it, you have to have a blanket. You have to have a guy you can turn to and trust. If I'm in trouble, I know I can find this guy, and this guy's going to be able to bail me out. And nine times out of ten, Tiki, you know it's the back out of the backfield, yep, when the pressure's on. It's the guy that the quarterback is running out of the pocket. He's looking for somebody to dump it off to, and it generally is the back some kind of way. If it's a blitz pickup, the quarterback has to feel comfortable that his back is going to do those kind of things. And I think Ezekiel Elliott gives Dak Prescott that comfort to be able to do the things that he needs to do, whether it's hold the ball an extra second or two, or even just a dump off.
Yep, yep. So we're talking to Emmitt Smith, and Emmitt is not only Dallas royalty, he's NFL royalty, all-time leading rusher, multi-championships, and he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney. You know, really, the entire 2010s, Emmitt, we've been sitting here saying, you know, listen, this could be the year. Dallas, they could do this. Dallas loaded. Dallas got a lot of talent. And then outside of really only 2 years where they won 12 one game, one time and 13 another, in terms of regular season success, for the most part, they've largely disappointed. Why? Like, what is, in your opinion, like, what has been the biggest detriment that has prevented them from getting where all Cowboy fans need them to get?
I think it's been commitment.
Commitment?
I think it's been, yeah, commitment, commitment, commitment. I'm going to say it again. When you think back to the 90s when we played, there was a commitment to who the Cowboys really was going to be. And we committed to being able to run the ball as well as throw the ball. But mainly, most defensive teams came in knowing that we were going to run that rock. And there was no doubt about it. In today's offense, sometimes you get it to where you want your quarterback to throw the ball 40 times a game, which takes the ball out of the hand of the running back, and it put it in the hand, and it puts the ball in the air. And there's so much that can go wrong with the ball in the air. Now, it's one thing to understand when you fall behind and you have to throw the ball. That's completely understandable. But when you're trying to create that balance and you're trying to impose your will upon a defense, you can't do it in no passing game. You got to do it on the ground. That's the only way you're able to impose your will on throwing a defense is running the rock, and that's running between the tackles. So you have to lean on that strength of that offense, which is maybe – running the ball, going downhill, when you have these big guys out there like Tyron from left all the way over to the right, laying heavy for three and four quarters. Mm-hmm. So when the fourth quarter comes around and it's time to close out the game, you don't have to rely on the passing game. You rely on the running game. And that's the way the Cowboys closed it out a couple of years ago when Zeke was rolling the way he was.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, they go away from that because people get a little pass happy and they get enamored with the little flashy stuff and they forget what brought them to the dance in the first place. If you go back and look at the history of the Cowboys, Dorsett was running the rock, Newhouse, Pearson, Preston Pearson and all them, they were doing their thing. And then when you come into the 80s, you had not only Dorsett back in and Robert Newhouse and all that, doing all that stuff, then you transition into Herschel Walker and so forth. Then it went into the 90s, and everybody knows what the 90s was all about. And there's no that's the hallmark of your organization.
Yeah.
And that's no different than Pittsburgh.
But Emmitt, let me hop in for a second because I want to make sure it's clear. Commitment, when I first asked you that you're, you know, what's plagued them for the last 10 years, you know, commitment, and then, of course, you expound it and you give great perspective. So to me, and I want to make sure I don't have your words twisted, it seems like the players, at least in your eyes, are getting a little bit of a pass, and commitment's got to go on the coaches, so it's got to be a Garrett thing, right? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying the commitment is there to run the rock. There was no doubt that when North Turner came from the Rams, came from San Diego or the Rams, when he came into the Cowboys organization, one of the first things he said to me is, we're going to run the football. Get ready. We're going to run the football. All you need to do is this. You're going to run the rock, and in the passing game, check swing. Check swing. Check swing. That's it. Made it just that simple.
I love that.
Now, obviously, Now, obviously, I had to learn the system, but the system became fairly simple because it was a system that I ran in high school, which was a numbering system. And so I was very comfortable with that. The thing that you look for in every coach, and all players look for that, are you going to be committed to me like you want me to be committed to you? Are you going to allow me to rush the passer like you say you are, or are you going to make me do something that I'm not normally comfortable doing? Are you going to allow me to run the football like you say you are, or is it just going to be lip service? And when it's lip service, it falls on deaf ears now from that point on, and you can somewhat lose players. And so, to me, it's all about what has brought you to the dance in the past, and what's the staple for your organization. How does your organization reflect what you do on the field, and vice versa?
Mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh does it the best.
Okay, that's Emmitt Smith. He's throwing some heavy bombs here. He's making a lot of sense, as he always does. And Emmitt is with us here on the show, Hall of Famer, 8 Pro Bowls, 4-time All-Pro. He's dishing on the 2020 Cowboys.
Now, Emmitt, I didn't know that you had this company, but this is great. It's called Notable Alive, and it's www.notable.live. And these are events where influencers can host these conversations with the public, and it's actually a great way during what we're going through right now in this COVID pandemic to interact and to keep conversation alive, but more importantly, connect with important people in our society. Tell us a little bit about Notable Live.
Well, Notable is a way, let's just say Tiki, you and I, and Marsha Falk were sitting around having a conversation, and we were watching a game together.
Okay.
You in New York, Marshall's in California, I'm here in Texas, and we were watching the Giants play the Cowboys, or we were watching the Rams play the Cowboys, and we all just sitting here having a conversation about the game. What Notable gives people the opportunity to do is to come into the room and listen at the conversation as if they were a fly on the wall. So, in other words, you and I and Marshall, we're just sitting up here shooting the chops, having a great time talking about the football, talking about what some player may have done wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how we are. We say, that was a dumb move. We should have bounced that thing outside.
Yep.
But what the heck the quarterback think about? You get the rawness of every player in terms of when we're sitting at home on the comfort of our couch watching the game, you get the rawness. But then beyond that, it gives us the opportunity to interact with the folks who are in the room. So there's a queue that we have. So if you come into the room and you've got a VIP pass or whatever it is, and you want to ask any of the three guys a question or all of us a question, well, then we bring you into the room to where you're face-to-face with Tiki, you're face-to-face with Marshall, you're face-to-face with myself, and we're sitting having a conversation, and you're asking us a question, and we get to answer your question. And so it's more interactive
that
way, and you get color play of the game, and we could talk about any and everything underneath the sun during the course of the game. But then there's some other features, too, as well. Features behind the scene when people are just sitting there listening at us talk, they can go and bid on personal items, autograph items from you, myself, or the combination thereof.
Nice.
Or they can be into a actually buy a token to jump the queue if I'm number 52 and we only going to be on the phone or on a Notable Live for about an hour. They can buy a token to jump the queue to make sure they get their question asked of all the players. And so It's more interactive. It's more of a way for people to be a fly on the wall, to have a conversation. Like we're having a conversation right now. Nobody is involved but the listeners. They got a question that they want to ask, but they can't.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That's right.
But they can't. But if they're in a room, now they're like, man, I got to ask this question. Why did he say that, and what did he mean by that? Or how does that impact the third quarter if he's carrying the ball this much? I mean, just different types of – you're more engaging that way.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about what Notable Live brings to the table.
Yeah, I would say, you know, Emmitt, do you forgive Jerry Jones for not letting you finish your career as a Dallas Cowboy?
You know what? I do. I do. Mm. And here's the reason why I do. Because it gave me a chance to really know that my time has come and gone. Mm. And it also reaffirmed my love and my commitment to the game, but also for the Dallas Cowboys. I didn't realize how much my passion for this game and love for this game was intertwined with playing with the Dallas Cowboys.
It's interesting.
Because in my mind, I was always a Dallas Cowboy fan when I was a kid. And I loved the organization, but I also loved the sport. Remember now, Chicky, we was always trained, love the sport.
Yep.
Love the sport, love the sport. You can also love your team, but love the sport. Because if you love the sport, no matter what team you're on, you're going to continue to play the game the way you play the game. You're not going to get caught up in, I'm playing the game for just for the Dallas Cowboys. But for me, I didn't realize how much I loved them until after I was gone.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Makes sense, too.
And I was able to get closure because of the realization of not playing with the Cowboys, but also gain respect because I also had to honor my contract with the Cardinals. I had to finish strong and give them my all because I did not want to cheat them.
Well, Emmett, here's what you also did. You probably bought a decent home in Arizona before the market was popping. You probably made a few bucks because you're not a dummy. So there you go.
No, I didn't buy a home. I rented because I knew I wasn't going to be there that long.
I got you. Hey, listen.
Emmett, nothing but love for you, man. You're the greatest. We appreciate you.
Hey, Tiki, I would love to get you and I to do the Giants game against the Cowboys on a notable live event during the game.
Definitely. Hit me up, bro. You have my credentials, so hit me up.
All right, I'll do that.
Thanks, cool. Emmett.
Thank you.
Appreciate you guys. Y'all be good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.